All right, Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. Take it away, Gleaves, Whitney, and Joe Hogan.
Hi, Shelley.
Good to be with you this morning.
Yes, you have quite the extensive weekend this morning. Tell us about it.
We have a wonderful program. It's really going to be the most ambitious program we've attempted this year, and it's called Progressive Conservative, and it's trying to find common ground for the common good between these two great camps. You know, in every free society, Shelley, that's ever been, you have a party of innovation that arises, and you have a party of conservation. And the conversation between those two parties is at the core of that society and where its meaning is. So we are bringing together scholars from both the party of conservation and the party of innovation to speak to some of the key issues, both from a humanistic point of view all the way to our current politics and present dysfunction. So we're very excited to have this conversation. Some of the highlights are just remarkable people, and I'd like for my colleague Joe Hogan to go through some of the highlights of the speakers.
Well, certainly. Thank you, Gleaves. So this evening, we're kicking off our summit with a terrific keynote. Michael Ignatieff is coming at 7 p.m. at Lewis Moore Auditorium in the downtown Grand Rapids Pew campus to talk about the significance of the humanities in politics. Dr. Ignatieff is an eminent scholar and politician. He was head of the Liberal Party of Canada for years, before going to Harvard to teach in the Kennedy School of Government. There really are very few people on the planet as adept as he is at talking about the relationship between politics and the humanities, at talking about how we need empathy and understanding really to dialogue constructively with the other side. He'll be talking about that this evening. Tomorrow we have a packed day from 8 a.m. To the evening at 7:30 p.m. We have a number of eminent historians and political thought leaders coming out really to talk about the historical developments of progressivism and conservatism in America. What they're trying to do is figure out how we've gotten to the point we are today. Americans across the nation, and certainly in Grand Rapids, are wondering what's going on in and between both parties. They're wondering whether Donald Trump has won the Republican base, whether Bernie Sanders has mainstreamed socialism on the left. A lot of people are really wondering how this happened and what the next 4, 8, or 50 years will bring. Our historians will come in to talk about that together. They're wondering as we are, but it's going to be a terrific day. Saturday evening, I'll just end with Saturday evening, two great historians and thinkers are coming. E.J. Dionne Jr., who is a terrific columnist at the Washington Post, is coming out to talk with David Hollinger, who is a professor of history at Berkeley. They're great friends. Gleaves has known Professor Hollinger for quite some time, and we've hosted E.J. before. It's going to be a terrific event, and that's tomorrow evening at Grand Valley State University.
And we should also add that the conference continues on to Sunday morning, where we're going to have a debate between Andrew Hartman and Christopher Shannon on the culture wars. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Sunday morning. And the point of bringing all of these people in, as Joe just said, is to have these engaged debates where people can disagree with each other with civility and yet rigor. We're not just talking about kumbaya here. It is for the common good, which assumes that there's going to be a lot of disagreement, rigorous, vigorous disagreement, and we want to cultivate that. We've created a space at the Hauenstein Center here at Grand Valley. We've created a very important civic space for these kinds of debates to take place. We're the only university in the United States, Shelley, the only university in the U.S., which has invited leading representatives of the progressive movement and leading representatives of the conservative movement to come together to try to see if common ground for the common good is possible between those two camps. Again, we don't expect naively to see everybody start to agree with each other, but just the fact that they agree to come together to debate, just that fact alone shows an important commitment to common ground. That is a common ground statement in itself. And I want to emphasize one other thing. This is all downtown. It's all going to be in the same room, basically. It's the Lewis Moore Auditorium downtown. So whether you're coming tonight at 7 o'clock for that keynote with Michael Ignatieff, or you're coming all day tomorrow from 8 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening, or if you're coming back Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Lewis Moore Auditorium there in the DeVos Center of GVSU's downtown campus. And we already have gotten such a positive response. More than 250 people have RSVP'd, so please come and join our party.
Joe, can you talk a little bit about the panels?
Absolutely. Well, I'll get at it this way. Whenever we turn on the news, we're so often confronted with talking head repartee and triumphalist chest thumping. We rarely get substantive discussion, civil discussion, as Gleaves was pointing out. Our panels are really geared toward offering that sort of discussion. We have panels from 9 in the morning tomorrow all the way through the afternoon with scholars and political thought leaders such as Claire Rydell Arsenis at Stanford, who will be talking about the liberal tradition in America. We have Lisa Zeffel talking about Peter Viereck and a number of eminent conservatives, along with Bradley J. Berzer and our historian here at Grand Valley and scholar Benjamin Lockard. We have a number of panels throughout the day. If you're interested in substantive discussion about progressivism and conservatism, please come to our event. Stay all day. You're welcome. It's free and open to the public. We have a number, as I say, of very good panels.
So if I needed to just come to the 3 o'clock session on tomorrow, that's okay?
That's absolutely fine.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Now, we're going to have a lot of great conversation and debate over the next 3 days. We're excited to see what's going to come out of this, because everybody has been talking about Trump and Sanders and Clinton and, you know, Kasich and Cruz. We know that these are the headlines of the day. These are the headlines that will drive what happens up to November. But what about after November? What about over the next 5 years, 10 years? You know, this is a much longer time frame that we're looking at. We're looking at the fate of our country. It's a civilizational fate. This is a very important discussion for us to be having. How does the Party of Innovation reconcile to the degree needed with the Party of Conservation for this country to continue to thrive?
How does the luncheon keynote work?
So the luncheon keynote, we're hosting a terrific historian, George H. Nash, who's written basically the authoritative book on the development of conservatism in America. The luncheon keynote, if you come, it's a bit smaller. We'll be in the Regency Room of Grand Valley State University, and a number of historians will be packed in the room. However, there will be a lot of discussion about the keynote, George Nash's keynotes, after the fact. So if you come especially for that panel right after, at about 1:30, we'll be continuing the discussion with Professor Nash, and that will lead right into our panel with Ray Haberski, Paul Murphy, and Natalia Mailman-Petterzella.
How is it possible to have this as a free event?
Well, you know, we have really wonderfully generous donors here at Grand Valley State University and in West Michigan, and I want to give a shout-out to the Kate and Richard Walters Foundation for helping fund this. And, of course, we always go back to Ralph Hauenstein, who was so generous. We have really so many people who are engaged in what we do, and that's a tribute to the community. This community is a great community in which to have a Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies, because we've gotten so much support from the community. The fan letters that come in, I mean, they're really humbling. I mean, people really like what we do. So it's the generosity of donors. It's the sponsorship of our partners. You know, we have two great partners for this event. Partnering with the Hauenstein Center are the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal to represent the Party of Conservation, and then the Progressive Women's Alliance of West Michigan to represent the Party of Innovation. So that's why we have this, oh, I hate the word, but I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. It's why we have this synergy, because we have brought people together in the very foundations of this conference.
Well, it's really been a delight to work with all of the organizations that Gleaves just listed. I think it's a testament to the fact that this conversation needs to be had in the way that that we're proposing to have it, because the Progressive Women's Alliance and the Russell Kirk Center are so engaged with participating in it and helping us hold it. A lot of the scholars who are coming out, though they talk about the right and conservatism, they may themselves identify with the left and vice versa. We have a number of scholars coming out who are themselves conservatives but are talking about liberalism. Everyone who's coming to this conference sees that constructive dialogue needs to happen if we're going to move forward. That's the attitude of the scholars, that's the attitude of the center, and that's the attitude of our co-sponsors.
Where are we in the Common Ground Initiative series?
Well, this is the culminating program for this year. This is our fourth program. Over the last 3 years, mm-hmm. we've had a number of programs on Common Ground. It was kicked off with a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, and that we got such great feedback after that, and we thought, we've got to keep a good thing going. And mm-hmm. so I brought Joe aboard at the Hauenstein Center to actually be the program manager of this mm-hmm. initiative, because it has gotten such feedback. That's where a lot of the energy into the Hauenstein Center is directed. So we're so proud to be able to continue a good thing. And again, it's through Grand Valley's support of the administration here and all of our generous donors who've made programs like this possible.
Joe, drop a couple more panel names.
Sure. At 9:15 to 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, bright and early, we're having Claire Rydell, arsonist, Judy Whips, who's a local historian, as well as Peggy Vandenberg, who's also a local historian and philosopher. They'll be talking about a number of the major historic figures of the left and right. Following that, we have another terrific panel with Bradley J. Berzer, Benjamin Lockard, and Lisa Zeffel. They're talking about prominent figures on the right. Then in the afternoon, we're having a terrific panel at 1:45 to 3 p.m. Raymond Haberski is talking about a very important topic that is that requires a common ground solution, that is just war and civil religion. How does religion in the 21st century fit into the public square? Paul Murphy, one of our historians at Grand Valley, is talking about early 20th century humanism, what he calls a failed attempt at common ground. He's basically going to take examples from the early 20th century and talk about how they failed to achieve common ground in America. So we can really learn from these mistakes. And Natalia Mailman Petrozella, a terrific scholar from the New School in New York, will be talking about the culture wars in education. So she will be looking at how educational policy in America has been shaped by the debates that we're talking about today. Following that, this is our final panel of that day. Kevin Mattson, a terrific scholar from Ohio, will be talking about contemporary distrust between progressives and conservatives. This is really where we're getting into the things that are going on and being said today. Kevin will be talking about that. Paul Moreno, a terrific scholar from Hillsdale on the right, will be talking about progressivism and the administrative state. And then our very own Gleaves Whitney will be talking about the significance of the pursuit of common ground. That will be our final talk of the panel session that will be followed at 6 p.m. By the great conversation that I was just describing earlier between E.J. Dionne and David Hollinger. They're going to be talking about common ground on the left, particularly between Protestants and secular members of society.
Yes, we're, again, just very excited. It's been a great community response to this. This is our fourth major Common Ground event. And in a sense, so many of our events are Common Ground events, but this is the first. This is the culminating event for this year, and so we're really pleased to host this with so many distinguished people. We are expecting a very good turnout, and we'll keep the conversation going.
And then one final event I want to plug on Sunday at 11 a.m. It's not a panel, but it's a debate. It's going to be a terrific debate between two great scholars, Andrew Hartman and Christopher Shannon. Hartman just wrote a very popular book called A War for the Soul of America about the culture wars, the debates that were going on in the 1990s about art, about history, about what fundamentally will our country be about for the next 20 or 30 years. He's talking about those debates, and they are going to debate whether the culture wars are still going on today and whether the debates that we're seeing between the left and the right are extensions of those same debates that we heard in the 90s. So as Gleaves says, we have a number of terrific speakers coming out. I'm personally very excited for this event. I think this is certainly our most ambitious event of the year, and I'm very excited for it.
Yes, if you want to find out more information about this event, just please go online. You can go to hauensteincenter.org. You also can RSVP. We hope you will there. And you'll see the whole roster of speakers and all the panelists and the keynoters, the debates, the discussions. We're going to get just a heck of a conversation going here. And I guess I want to close by saying something about the nature of Common Ground. I want to emphasize, mm-hmm. we are not naive here. We do not we're not saying that people are going to all of a sudden just get along after, you know, coming to an event like this. However, it is the process of going through this debate. It's respecting the rules of debate and civil discourse. That's what we're recommitting to when we come together. And it takes a long time to find common ground, a lot of our toughest issues. But you have to provide fora for that to take place. And this is one of the ways that we're doing that, by looking at many of the background issues that make common ground possible in the first place. I liken it to, this is baseball season. What? You have the Red Sox who hate the Yankees and vice versa. Now, you're not going to get a Red Sox fan to say, you know, I love Mickey Mantle.
No.
Right. Yeah. But you are going to get them to get in the same ballpark together, and they're going to play by the same rules, and they're going to shake hands at the end of the game, and they're going to come back and play again. And that's the commitment that they make. And you're even going to have Red Sox leaders voting for Yankees to get into the Hall of Fame down the road, and vice versa. That's what common ground is about. It is an organized contest, but it's a contest that's worth having. It's essential to the functioning of our democracy. In fact, it's the only way democratic institutions can work, is to have a rule of law, organized conflict. That's what common ground is about. We're right in the middle of it. We're proud to be the only institution in the United States that is promoting the study of this and encouraging progressives and conservatives to come together to explore their common ground.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. Again, this is an event that's going to be taking about 2 days. We're starting this evening with Michael Ignatieff at 7 in the Loose Moore Auditorium of the Grand Rapids Pew Campus downtown. And then we're starting again at bright and early at 8 in the morning on Saturday with Kevin Schultz from Chicago, who will be talking about the very unlikely but fascinating friendship between William F. Buckley and Norman Mailer, two firebrands on the left and right. He'll be kicking us off Saturday morning for that. Saturday goes all the way to about 6 with that conversation between E.J. Dionne and David Hollinger. And then Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Andrew Hartman and Christopher Shannon debate the culture wars.
Great. Gleaves and Joe, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
thanks very much, Shelley.